Оскар Уайльд. To read or not to read. Не читать. Перечитывать. Books, I fancy, may be conveniently divided into three classes. Books to read, such as Cicero's Letters, Suetonius, Vasari's Lives of the Painters, the autobiography of Benvenuto Cellini, Sir John Mandeville, Marco Polo, Saint-Simon's Memoirs, Mommsen, until we get a better one, Grote's History of Greece. Books to reread, such as Plato and Keats, in the sphere of poetry the masters, not the minstrels, in the sphere of philosophy the seers, not the servants. Books not to read at all, such as all the fathers, except St. Augustine, all John Stuart Mill, except the Essay on Liberty, all Voltaire's plays without any exception, and all books that try to prove anything. The third class is by far the most important. To tell people what to read is as a rule either useless or harmful, for the appreciation of literature is a question of temperament, not of teaching. To Panaos, there is no premier and nothing that one can learn is ever worth learning. But to tell people what not to read is a very different matter. I've been sure to recommend it as a mission to the university extension team. Indeed, it is one that is eminently needed in this age of ours, an age that reads so much that it has no time to admire, and write so much that it has no time to think. Whoever will select out of cares of our modern curricula the worst 100 books and publish a list of them will confer the rising generation real and lasting benefit. After expressing these views, I suppose, I should not offer any suggestion at all with regard to the best 100 books. But I hope you will allow me the pleasure of being inconsistent, as I am anxious to put in a claim for a book that has been strangely omitted by most of the excellent judges who have contributed to your columns. I mean the Greek anthology. The beautiful poems contained in this collection seem to me to hold the same position with regard to Greek dramatic literature as do the delicate little figurines of Tanagra, Tufaida and Marbles, and to be quite as necessary for the complete understanding of the Greek spirit. I am also amazed to find that Edgar Allan Poe has been passed over. Surely, this marvelous lord of rhythmic expression deserves a place. If in order to make room for him, it had been necessary to elbow out someone else, I should elbow out softly. I think that Baudelaire might be most advantageously substituted for Campbell. No doubt, both in the Curse of Kehama and in the Christian Year, there are poetic qualities of a certain kind. But absolute catholicity of taste is not without its dangers. It is only an auctioneer who should admire all schools of art.